50 years ago today, 15 very brave people put their names on a document to officially register the Gay Alliance for Equality. That being for them the next step in their fight for rights and recognition and legitimacy. Dan McKay, publisher of the Halifax Rainbow Encyclopedia, is here with me in Studio A to talk about this. Dan McKay is the publisher of the Halifax Rainbow Encyclopedia, and he has dropped into Studio A here with a document from 1973. It was put together by a group of people who wanted to register the Gay Alliance for Equality, a new organization, new to the time, that would aspire to, among other things, quote, promote education in all aspects of homosexuality and, quote, work for changes in the prevailing attitudes of society towards homosexuals. 50 years ago today, Dan, is that right?
Yeah, that's the day that they officially sent the document off to be registered. We can see from marks on it, palimpsests of modifications, that it must have been kicked back and forth for some reason. We don't know what. And much later approved. But, you know, this was a very much an act of bravery of these people to put their names on a document, you know, at a time when the extreme example I use is that even a hairdresser could get fired for, you know, being openly gay.
Yeah.
These are time when a bunch of people put their names and occupations on a document, signed it, and handed it off to the government. They did that because they, at some point, they've been talking about this for about a year previously. There are certain things that you can do with a society. You can borrow money, you can buy stuff, you can rent space, you officially exist in terms of all organizations. And they had decided that it was just time for that.
And just if we could talk about the courage of these 15 people who would come forward at that time. As you say, you can get fired. If you're a hairdresser, there's a lot of jobs you could have lost. There were custody issues for people. You know, it's just who were these folks and what kind of courage?
These were folks from all walks of life. There is a teacher among them. There's a university professor. There's someone who worked at a early computer parts vendor. There's someone who worked on the Via Rail train who was he was the shop steward for the Via Rail workers, and he had access to a photocopier, for instance. It turns out that a photocopier was the internet at the time, a major part of activism. And so these people came, men and women, equal numbers, more or less, came forward, put their names on this thing, signed it. Even now, this is the same procedure now. The Registry of Joint Stock Companies requires you to register your occupation, not your employer. So we have cook, baker, housewife, student, accounting clerk, road supervisor, businessman, teacher, another cook, laundry worker, student, and someone who worked at a daycare center. So, yeah, these were super brave people.
And you can tell, I was looking through the document, I have a copy here, that they were very well, as they would be very well aware of the risk, the potential risk of having their names publicized. But I noticed that they did take the precaution of not necessarily giving their personal address out.
We noticed that several people have all the same address, by a weird coincidence, just a few houses down from where I currently live. And so we can guess that some of those are not right. We know that a couple of them did live at that address. I'm not sure about the rest.
Now, would this have been the first rights organization in the province, gay rights organization in the province?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was the first of anything.
Now, when you came in here, first thing you said to me, Dan, was, I don't want to just talk about a 50-year-old document.
Yeah, because increasingly, in the last year or so, we have seen the need for activism in the states and here ramping up, and so it's a reminder that these brave people, you know, worked hard. It's possible, Jeff, that like sometime in the 2000s or so, we kind of got complacent and we thought, okay, we're done, we've gotten everything we need. And now this, you know, this pendulum of right-wing bigotry, we have begun seeing swinging towards us again. And activism is a kind of a muscle, and you have to flex it. You have to be ready.
And now in this, you know, this document, we're talking about folks from within the community, folks who were like, no, this is the step we need to take now to fight for our rights, to fight for our place. What is the role now in 2023 of folks outside the community, alongside the community, of allies?
Well, this is the big difference, eh, in the 50 years. At this point, allies can be proud to be seen standing alongside us, right? 50 years ago, and in the first of the Pride parades in the late 70s and early 80s, just to be seen, to be watching a Pride parade, you know, would have there been some implication that you were involved with the queer community, and people were hesitant to do that. The great thing is that the vast, vast majority of Canadians are more than proud to show up at an event and say, this thing is wrong, this thing needs changing. So we have lots of support, these are important activities, not just for our community, but for every community. You know, we know that there's going to be a lot of things that we need to push back against over the next who knows how many years.
And for now, I know on June 3rd, we were speaking about the drag me out to dinner or drag me to dinner, drag me to family dinner. I think it's happening in Kentville. There has been, you know, some pushback on that from certain communities and a protest from folks who are against folks in drag reading stories to kids. And then there is the Come As You Are event, which is, I guess, in support of the community. 2023, regardless of the right-wing pushback, what do you expect? How do you expect that to play out?
I think the number of people protesting this event is vanishingly small. I think if you went out and looked for these people, you'd find a handful. You'd find three or four or five, and one extremely vocal person whose name is very easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect that there's going to be this vast outpouring of support. I expect to see something like a 200 supporters to one protester ratio of this. The work of the organizers is going to be to turn this into a fun event, which I am almost certain it'll be.
And I think, you know, as you think back 50 years to these 15 people who signed this first registration as proposal, I don't know if any of them are with us still, but if they could see this, for those who could see that outpouring of support, it must be gratifying.
Oh, some will be there.
Yeah.
You know, these are here's the thing, Jeff. This is fire in your blood. This activism, and I work with, as you know, I'm involved with Halifax Elderberries, who are elder queer folk, and I work with them on a regular basis. And these are people who are eager, who are champing at the bit to find a cause to support. And absolutely, there will be some of those old time people there.
Dan, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having
me. Much appreciated. Dan McKay is the publisher of the Halifax Rainbow Encyclopedia. You can find it at gay.hfxns.org.